The whole country is actually under shock, especially those people living in Albion. And so, since the murder, the neighborhood has spoken out about their fears concerning the area. This is the second murder that's happening there in that area. So, the neighborhood has been talking about a lot of thefts recently. They even met the local authorities on Saturday to discuss on how the security could be reinforced in the area. So, other meetings are actually scheduled in the coming weeks in that regard.
Now, what do we know about the two men who were appearing in court today on the murder charges?
All right. So the two suspects are actually aged 25. So Kamlesh Mansingh and Ravi Fakhoo. They face a provisional charge of murder. The two residents of Palma Quatre Bornes appeared in the District Court of Port-Louis today. They were arrested yesterday following the murder of the Scottish lady. The police objected to their release on bail, citing that the suspects could repeat their offence, interfere with witnesses, manipulate evidence, and not even attend court next time. And they were both remanded to cell until their next appearance, in court on Tuesday, 18th July.
How rare are murders in Mauritius, Ruth?
Actually, murders are not that rare. There have been quite a few murders since the beginning of the year, actually. So it's a sad thing that's happening, and it's usually ladies that are being murdered.
Why do you think that is? And what do we know about the Scottish woman who was murdered? We know that she lived on Mauritius and she was originally from here in Scotland, but what do you know about her and what she was doing there?
She loved Mauritius. She actually adopted a baby. Now she has a 10-year-old son who is autistic, and this child witnessed the murder, so which was shocking to everybody here on the island. On Facebook, there were a lot of messages with concerning her because she was really loved by the people she worked with in Mauritius. So yeah, Janice was popular, I think, amongst the Mauritian. I could read on Facebook that she was an animal lover, and people were really shocked with what happened to her.